Some Central New York environmentalists don't want New York State to come to the rescue of the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, more than 600 people have signed a petition calling for the plant to be shut down.
Fitzpatrick operator Entergy says it will make a decision about the future of the unprofitable reactor by the end of this month. The potential loss of the plant and its 600 well-paying jobs has sparked local politicians and union leaders to join community efforts to keep the plant open. But not everyone wants to save the 40-year-old reactor. A Beyond Fitzpatrick petition drive organized by the Alliance for a Green Economy says many people would be relieved if the plant closes, according to spokeswoman Jessica Azoulay.
Saving Fitzpatrick would mean subsidizing a dirty and dangerous energy source, either through raised electricity rates or some kind of public funds going to the plant.
Azoulay says the group has a plan that would replace the jobs and tax dollars lost if Fitzpatrick goes under. She says the group's study of the fate of other aging reactors estimates it would cost between $40 and $60 million to keep Fitzpatrick going.
For less than that amount of money, we could support the community through this transition, and that would include not just wage replacement and helping the workers go through this transition, but also helping the municipalities, because Fitzpatrick Entergy currently pays pretty high property taxes.
Azoulay adds shutting down Fitzpatrick has implications beyond Central New Yorkers' wallets. She says the plant has been singled out by nuclear watchdogs as being particularly dangerous because it has the same design plan as the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan that suffered a meltdown after an earthquake and tsunami 4 years ago. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.